thank you everyone for coming to this presentation. Today I'm going to present a study that relates soil moisture and grassland, vegetation soil moisture content in grassland. Since my study is in context of wildfire, so the vegetation's moisture content is called as fuel moisture content. So for the rest of my talk, I'll be using fuel moisture content. And I really want to thank Dr. Derek Tidwell, who is right now in University of Nebraska-Lincoln, for collecting some of the really valuable data, and Dr. Andres Patrigani here, and Dr. Lei Feng for calibrating the soil moisture sensor. So I really want to thank them for this for the data source. So to begin with my presentation, I want to get some attention on this screenshot that I got from ABC News that was here on March 22, 2016. There was a massive wildfire that burned more than 400,000 acres of land in Oklahoma-Kansas border. And again, on April 5, 2016, in Oklahoma-Kansas border, more than 750,000 acres of land were burned. This wildfire were the major largest wildfire for the first 3 months since year 2006. So a lot of wildfire. Not only in 2016, but in 2015 alone, there were over 68,000 wildfire that burned more than 10 million acres land in the whole United States. So there has been a lot of study trying to predict wildfire danger assessment, and one of the critical variables that we used is fuel moisture content. So fuel moisture content is the amount of water that is available in the vegetation that is used for burning and is expressed as dry weight. So there are a lot of models that has been used to estimate fuel moisture content, but they are based on either weather data or satellite remote sensing or a rule of thumb. And those models do not fully describe the fuel moisture dynamics. So this is a study that has been done recently using the data from 2000 to 2012 for the frequency of wildfire and then fraction available water. It's a fraction of available water capacity and is a new terminology for soil moisture based on calibrating the major volumetric water content that we got. So I'll be talking about the fraction available water capacity in upcoming slides. So this study shows that the frequency distribution of wildfire had a good had a relationship with the fall. When fall was less than 0.5, there were 91% of the growing season wildfire happened from year 2000 to 2012. And when fall was less than 0.2, more than 77% of growing season massive wildfire happened. So it shows that there is a potential of using major soil moisture data in predicting wildfire danger. But we have always observed wildfire data. So the hypothesis that we made in our studies, last growing season wildfire occur under low soil moisture condition because soil moisture is strongly related to fuel moisture content. So the objective of the study is to describe the relationship between fuel moisture content and soil moisture in Oklahoma grassland and develop a predictive model of seasonal change in fuel moisture content from significance variable of interest. And the significance variable of interest I'll be talking in the upcoming slide too. With that, this is the study site in Oklahoma. The site is located 8 miles west of Stillwater, as you can see there in Stillwater in the small box over there. And we have 9 different stations or patches located in 3 different pastures. So as you can see, 1, 2, 3 are different patches located in one pasture. And the size of the area is 50 to 63 hectare, and the dominant vegetations are little blue stem, big blue stem, Indian grasses, eastern red cedar, post oak. And the soil type you can find is from silty clay loam to fine sandy loam. And in addition, we have prescribed burning in that grassland area also. Each patches are burned every 3 years. There is moderate grazing, there is no pesticide, or no fertilization applied to that area. For the material and matter, like we collected few moisture content mixed every 2 weeks from April to October of year 2012 to 2013. So we have collected 2 well samples for each batches, for each pasture, for each sampling period. So the number of data points were 3,348. And then we also have measured soil volumetric water content using Campbell Scientific CS65 sensor at 5, 10, 20, and 50 centimeter, which actually Dr. Patragani has shown a little bit ago. If you want to see, this is an overview of NS station where we have the soil moisture sensor. And this is the soil sensor, 5, 10, and 20, and 50 centimeter. And this is a picture showing the demonstration of how we collected field moisture content. Actually, we had we trimmed the vegetation in that quadrant, and the size of the quadrant is 0.25 meters square. So we trimmed the vegetation, get the fresh weight, put in a paper bag, bring it to the lab, put in the oven for 3 days at 65 degrees centigrade, get the dry weight. Once you get your fresh weight and the dry weight, get the difference divided by dry weight, multiply with 100. That's how you'll get fuel moisture content. For this presentation, we use a dependent variable, fuel moisture content, and it's mix of live and the dead. The independent variable that we use was fraction of available water capacity, time since fire, Julian day or day of year. The reason why I use these three variables is there has been a lot of study that shows soil moisture could be used to predict wildfire danger. So that was the reason why I used this variable. Time since fire, because there is a prescribed burning in that area, and the Julian day or day of year, because it will show you the phenology of the grasses in the different growing stages. And coming to the fraction available water, we have measured volumetric water content measured at different depths. So we calibrate that, calibrated the soil sample, and then we use trapezoidal numerical integration to get the value of fall. And for this presentation, I use for 40 centimeters. So what I did is I integrate 5, 10, and 20 centimeters to get the fall. And this is like a calibrated soil moisture. So this is the equation that we use. So for the statistical analysis, we use ANOVA test, and then we use correlation and scatter plot. And then we have a seasonal train, and then at last we did like multiple linear regression analysis, and everything was done in MATLAB. Moving to the result and discussion. Since we have 3,348 data points, we really want to see if we can do everything, because we were collecting 2L samples per batches, per pasture, per sampling period. So we want to see if those were significant or not. So when we did the ANOVA test, what we found that they were all significant. So we did everything. And what we got is the number of data points was 280. And the fuel moisture content is a dependent variable here. After that, since we were more kind of want to see the dynamics of fuel moisture content in the growing season, we divided the data into growing season and the dormant season. Growing season goes from May to October, and dormant season goes from November to April. So what we found interesting is they were both significant for pure moisture content with fall. But we were really interested to see if this variable of interest, which is our fraction available water, time since fire, and the Julian date were also significant in both of the season or not. And what we found that those variables were significant for the growing season, only fall was significant for the dormant season. So for building the model for the growing we use those three variables for the growing season. This is a simple scatter plot trying to see the relationship between fuel moisture content with the Julian day in the top, time since fire, and then fraction available water. As you see, once the growing season started, around 150 days with those like more vegetation flushing, there is more moisture content on that area. And similarly, time since fire, what happened is we have a prescribed burning every 3 years. So once there is a burning, on the next year, there is a more fuel moisture content because of more like masses, vegetation masses or around that area. And overall, the fraction available water, so the strongest relationship with the fuel moisture content of mix. After this, like, we want to develop multiple linear regression model using those three variables, fraction available water, time since fire, and then Julian dates. And we want to see whether we can predict well or not. And we got like R square of 0.63 with RMSE of 25. And most of the study, if you go back and see, they always use either live fuel moisture content or dead fuel moisture content. But our results support the literature. So the results, like the fuel moisture content was significantly correlated to growing season, grassland fall, Julian dates, and time since fire. The soil moisture content along with Julian dates and time since fire data allowed a good prediction of fuel moisture content using multiple linear regression model. And as well as in this previous study that happened in Italy, they also found that the soil moisture were significantly related to live fuel moisture content with R-square of 0.72 to 0.94 for four different Mediterranean species. And also in northern Greece, for suburban forest, soil moisture was correlated with live fuel moisture content with R-square of 0.72. And then in northern Utah, soil moisture also shows positive relationship with live fuel moisture content when they average across all the 10 sites for two troughs. So the conclusion that I made is during the growing season, low fraction available water decreases the live fuel moisture content and may cause herbaceous and deciduous woody fuel to transit from live to dead, causing the fire to spread. Model of fuel moisture content using soil moisture, time since fire, and Julian dates was useful to predict fuel moisture content in grassland. And the last conclusion that I made is the significant relationship between growing season fuel moisture content and measured soil moisture in the form of fall confirm the needs of using soil moisture data in wildfire danger assessment as recommended in Kroger et al. 2015. With that, I would really like to thank Dr. Lei Feng and Soil Physics Group, and I would like to thank my funding agency. With that, I would like to entertain any questions. Thank you. We have, like, as I saw in one of the figures, that we have that 5, 10, 20, and 50 centimeter. For particularly for this work, I just integrated those three depths. So I haven't been to gone to that the second depth. So if I go to the second depth, I might got like 90 centimeter. So that might have different result. So yeah, depth might have some kind of different result.
Is that?
Maybe, but I haven't done that, so, yeah.
Any other questions? How fast does the moisture content change? Is that one of the findings of your modeling approach? How quickly it can go from low risk or no risk to a high risk? I know that'll depend on time of year, but.
Yes, I mean, like, we have, okay, hold on a second, if I understood your question. So, in the third figure, as you see, we are trying to see the fuel moisture content with the fraction available water for three different kind of soil moisture. There is a low fall, which is less than 0.2, and there is medium fall, which is 0.2 to 0.5, and the high fall is greater than 0.5. But the problem is for this data set, we are mixing 2 years of data, like with its wet and the dry year. And so it has kind of different results. I mean, it goes well with the water literature states, but it seems like there is a more of fuel moisture content relationship with the higher fall. So is that what I mean? Thank you so much.